With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Dave, how are you feeling? I think it's going to be a really good show today.
I feel great, man. I feel like we have the best show in town still to this day, you know, even with the pandemic.
We're currently in different towns, Dave.
Yeah. Same town, same channel, same bat time, you know, same bat channel we're on.
Do you want to tell people out there where to find us?
Yeah. Find us in our houses if you really want to find us. But otherwise, just go on sixunseemly.com or unseemly questions. On all social media.
No, it's unseemlyquestions.com and at sixunseemly on all social media. All right, let's get the show started.
Six Unseemly Questions!
Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Barnato. This is my sidekick, Dave Rosinski. We've got a great contestant on the show today. It's Jennifer Glick. Come on out, Jennifer Glick. And thank you so much for being part of the show.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for doing the show.
We've got a wonderful studio audience as well. We have Jeffrey Kornberg and Tim White. Yeah. Come on up, guys.
Welcome back, guys.
How's it going?
Always good to have you on the show.
Pretty good. Now, Jennifer, I know that your mic is sounds a little bit low, so I'm going to ask you to speak up when it's your turn, and it will be in just 1 second. I'm going to tell you how the show works, and then after that, we're going to get real started. We're going to get real started. But we're also going to get started.
Let's get really, really started.
Really, really started. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, I'll determine whether or not your appearance on the show is worth giving you $5. All right, so let's get started with question number one. Question number one, do you believe in magic?
In a young girl's heart, how the music can bind her and tear her apart. Do I believe in magic? Yeah, I think I do. I think there's a big pile of things that can't be explained. And it's really cool when there's multiple scarves that accompany all those unexplained things. Also pigeons. So pigeons? If you mix all that stuff up together, pigeons, linking rings, a stick that turns into a bouquet of feather flowers, and a whole lot of scarves linked together. Yes, I believe in all of those things, and I believe in magic. I believe wholly in magic. In fact, I have been in the tarot card deck. I played the Queen of Coins in a tarot card deck. Yeah, wow. Created by my friend Courtney Weber Hoover. It is called the Tarot of the Burrows. Mm-hmm. And all New York locations, all New York people. Yeah. So, yeah. What the hell? I totally believe in magic.
You totally believe in magic.
Fight me.
Jennifer, can I ask you a quick question? Are you on the moon right now or in space? Because somehow your video is coming in very choppy, like you're on the moon. Like we're like talking to NASA.
I am deep in the south of Brooklyn.
Oh,
sometimes video signals don't.
What's up, Coney Island? What up?
Yes.
What up, Seagate? What up?
I'm going to say on the first question, no.
What up, Sheepshead?
I'll tell you why, Nobel, because you did say you believe in magic, but you didn't give a convincing example of magic. Mm-hmm. So, Nobel on that question.
And you have a bad connection from Garrison Beach.
Why are you?
That's where you are.
Look, she definitely, her internet connection is not as strong, Dave, but there's no reason for you to constantly attack
her. No, I won't talk about it ever again. I want her back on Earth. That's the thing. Like,
Dave, there you go again. Look at Dave.
I'm doing the best. I'm dancing as fast as I can, Dave.
Avenue U. What up?
It is no time strength. For question number two.
King's Plaza.
It is time for question number two.
King's Plaza, kid.
But before we do that, can you tell everybody out there what you do?
I get on stage and I tell stories. I post I post pictures of birds on Instagram with adorable little captions underneath them. I also
write
some stuff.
Are they dirty birds?
They're just persnickety birds. They're not dirty birds. Look, there's enough porn. You don't need my info. You really
don't. No, we don't.
Leave the birds out.
We have enough.
Leave the birds out of it.
Dave, what a wonderful and positive addition you've just given to the show. It is time for question number two. Question number two, have you ever blacked out?
Oh my God, a lot. I have.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed. Sorry, seriously, I would have.
That's okay. Hey, you know, I've lived a long time. I've had enough adventures. I have taken an unscheduled trip to Newark when I fell asleep on the PATH train. I don't really recommend that.
I did that to Jamaica Queens a few times on the F train. So
yeah. That happened once early in my time here in New York City.
Out is different from falling asleep in public transportation. Blacking out is like when you do things, like you have a whole like life.
Yeah, and you don't remember. Like, falling asleep on the train is completely... Good point.
I mean, passing out is different. I think blacking out is more... Yeah, like, when I think of blacking different. Out, I think of somebody who's, like, to other people, they seem, like, totally coherent and doing their thing.
Yeah, you don't know what you're doing. You're blacked out. You're doing things, and you can't be accountable for your actions, which is the scariest part about it. It's different than...
Or when you learn just how hilarious or embarrassing you were, and you have to take other people's word for it, that it just kind of happened.
I don't want to tell this whole story, but I have blacked out once, and then I had to go back to the place where I blacked out at to
get your wallet,
to get my stuff, and then the guy, when they opened the door, they were like, they started laughing. They're like, "It's you!"
Like, oh my god, I wish I was there.
I was like, I blacked out. I don't know what happened. There was like, it's okay. There's pictures. And then so like later on, there were pictures that started appearing on the internet of what I was doing.
That's amazing. Every time I'm going to open the door for you from now on, I'm going to be like, it's you.
But so do you have anything that qualifies?
I was once at a very fancy, fundraising event, and the main speaker was Salman Rushdie, and I was well on my way to getting really, really, really drunk because the liquor sponsor for that event was an absinthe sponsor. And for any of you that don't know, beyond the hallucinogenic qualities, absinthe is like damn near 90 proof. It's like Everclear. Oh, yeah. Everclear.
That's no joke.
It's nasty as hell. And yeah, I was
that's
on my
like
way.
That hillbilly whiskey they make. And, you know, Greeks make it.
It's fucking Everclear.
Moonstream. Moonshine.
It's Everclear with wormwood.
Oh, terrible.
Moonshine. It's Everclear with wormwood in it. And I was well on my way to getting really, really, really plastered. And, you know, I was sitting way in the back of the room and I just turned to the person next to me going, "This guy's boring." And everybody heard.
Nice.
Everybody.
I appreciate your candidness during Thanksgiving.
You know, so it's not enough that guy had a fatwa declared on him. I called him.
I'm going to give you the bell on that question and I'll tell you why. It's just for that line, "This guy's boring."
Listen, a farqua is nothing. It's not easy to live with having a bounty on your head. And Salman Rushdie, I don't know if anyone ever found him. Did they, Jen? Did anyone find them?
It's time for question number three. I'm so sorry to interrupt. It is time for question number three. Question number three, what's your favorite vaudeville joke?
My favorite vaudeville? What does the waiter say to a table of Jewish grandmothers?
What does the waiter say to a table of Jewish grandmothers? Wait, now, hold on one second. Before you tell me what the real answer is, I'd love for Dave to guess it.
Is it like this joke where it's like, what's a good Jewish wine? I want to go to Orlando. I want to go to Miami. Is it like
I mean,
that
I think
one?
They're similar in that they are both question and answer and they mention Jewish people. That in
Not
that
sure.
way they're
Jen,
similar.
What is it? I'm not sure.
All right, so Jen, what is the actual answer? What did the waiter wait, say? What was the question again?
What did the waiter say to the table of Jewish grandmothers?
What did the waiter say to the table of Jewish grandmothers?
Is anything all right?
Is anything all right? That's a great joke. I like it. I like it.
It explains everything. It is the best joke ever written.
It's got to be, the soup must have been good, though, I imagine. At least.
Damn them with faint praise. You're never going to hear about it.
I'm going to give you a bell on that question. I think that was a very good vaudeville-style joke. Was that an actual vaudeville joke? I mean, it seemed like in the style, but...
Yeah, was it? Because we're going to add it to our act when we do our vaudeville act.
I'll call it more of a Borscht-Belt joke. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did it play in the Keith circuit in the late 19th century? Probably not. It definitely played at the Neville, and I'm sure it played at Grossinger's. So
it was a good joke.
Is anything all right?
It is time for question number four. Question number four. Have you ever disappointed your parents?
Have I ever disappointed my parents? I would never know. I would never know. My mother praised me to the skies no matter what the hell I did. I think I annoyed my dad by moving to New York. He didn't really like that, but I never knew about it until like 7 years later. I never really wanted you to go. Now you tell me, Dad? Okay, fine. Thanks.
Wait, so you're saying you've never disappointed your parents?
I don't, if I did, I don't think I'd ever know.
You don't know if Mr. Glick is pissed at you? You really don't know?
If I did, it wasn't anything big and it wasn't anything that they felt like.
Can we get Mr. Glick on the show right now to intervene?
There's no need to call
your
father.
He doesn't hear so good.
But can he see? Can he see our podcast with you transmitting from the moon in this Glicky, no pun intended, situation?
Glicky.
I look like I'm.
Are you saying Glicky for Sticky?
I'm not saying Glicky for Sticky. I'm saying Jennifer Glick. She looks like she's transmitting from the moon.
Why did you say Glicky? No pun intended.
Because she's Jennifer Glick.
So, but what was
she's got such a great name?
But what was the accidental pun?
Glicky. That was
that's not a pun.
Are you sure?
He's thinking of glitchy.
I am. Thank you, Tim. What? I definitely am.
But different words still.
I don't know all the words of those stuff. So
this is impossible.
Look.
I'm going to say no bell on
that question.
I don't
have a fancy microphone like you guys.
Okay. Look.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not saying you are not the one who's impossible, Jennifer. I'm speaking.
Jennifer, look, this is what happens when you make it in comedy. You get one of these.
Okay, Glicky. All right. I wanted to know, but I'm going to say no bell on that question.
Oh, you got robbed.
No bell on that question.
That's fine.
Because, you know, it didn't, you know, nothing really stuck out for me. There's nothing like ba-bow. I don't know how to.
No hook to hang your hat on, huh?
Nothing to hang my hat on. All right, but it is time for question number five. Question number five. Tell me about your last vacation.
Tell us all about it.
My last vacation. How did I go? I went to Canada. I had a lovely time in Canada.
What part?
Nova Scotia.
Oh, cool.
The wild, beautiful Atlantic Way. Walk yourself through the National Park at Cape Breton. Climb to the top of a mountain where they have a chair sitting for you. You can get your picture taken in a red
chair. Wait, they have mountains in Canada?
Yeah, they got a lot of in Canada. They got great stuff in Canada. They have nice people in Canada.
Was there an occasion for the vacation, or was it just like it was time to go on vacation?
It's time to go on vacation. We're going to Nova Scotia. Nothing bad will happen to us here. Everybody's nice. It's a happy, happy, happy place where nobody's mean to you. They don't talk to you much, but they're not mean to you. They really aren't.
Well, honestly, I think they are mean, the Canadians. I've been to Toronto a bunch of times. They're definitely mean. And they don't
You're saying Canadians in general are mean?
Yeah, they don't like Americans. And like they think like we have too much fun at the Nine Inch Nails concert, which is what I went for in Toronto. And people are like mad. It's like Nine Inch Nails.
They're
like,
just,
what are you getting mad about?
They're just snooty like English people. They're not.
They're very snooty. Ones, so. Good point. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I'm going to say no bell on that question. I'll tell you why, because it ended up with a lot of Canada bashing. Yeah. Which I don't agree with. I've actually spent some time in Canada. I had good times both times I was in Canada.
Hey, you're going to have a bad time in Canada soon and you'll understand what we're talking about.
What are you saying? What are you saying? I can't even understand what you were just yelling. Please try again, Dave.
Nothing. Jen, I support you.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And Canadians are nice. They're not all snooty. They really are.
But they are kind of snooty, but yes. Question number
I mean,
five.
I did meet some snooty Canadians, but I met mostly snooty. Nice Canadians.
They're judgmental and snooty. They think like we're mean. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
All right, Dave. I guess, I mean, it sounds just like you have some problem with Canadians. I don't know what it is.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, maybe you can work that out in some way in the future. It is actually time
something
for
something I'm
going
to have to work on in the future.
Question number six. When has your cat made you the angriest?
It was 2 days ago. I was sitting in a chair. I was trying to sit and watch television. She kept doing this claw, 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 back of the neck, claw, claw, claw.
Clawing your neck?
Walked right here.
Uh-huh.
My neck, walked around my shoulder, sat here, stuck her ass in my face.
Is that why you're wearing a turtleneck today?
Yeah, it usually helps. It usually helps because she thinks I'm furniture, that I'm warm and I smell like me, so I must be equal to the couch. And this is where she has to be, right at that very moment. And then she walks behind me, gets behind the chair. I wiggle to make some room for her. She completely gets her own space. I get up and I go to another seat, and then she gets mad. Then she gets mad and follows me around and does the whole thing all over again. She drives me crazy like that. She's photogenic. She's gorgeous. She's a lovely, lovely animal, but rude as fuck. My cat is just ruder than hell and doesn't give me any space. It makes me so angry.
Well, you talk about your cat almost like your cat is a person.
My cat is a person. A silent, small, furry person.
All right.
Victor is very photogenic, and he also makes me very angry. So we have a lot in common.
I'm going to give you a bell on that question because it's obvious you love your cat. All right.
And it's not obvious that I love you, Victor?
It is obvious that you love me, Dave, and I also love you. I don't like what you do sometimes, but I love you.
That's why I do it.
All right. It is. You've answered all six questions. Thank you so much. It's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, would you like to tell people out there where they can find you?
Is it the moon?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at GlickGen, GlickGen. I have a website, glickgen.weebly.com, where I've put up some things that I've written. I've put up some video clips of stories I've told and some audio clips of stories I've told. I'm also on Facebook. Come find me at Facebook at Jennifer Glick.
Are you on MySpace by any chance, Jen?
No MySpace, no friends. Sorry, friends.
All right.
My top eight.
It is time to decide whether you get $5. As we do always, we're going to canvas the room. Let's start down here with Tim. Tim White, what do you think? Should Jennifer get $5?
I definitely identify with the cat story. I don't know. Most of the Canada people I've met are okay. Okay. Five seems fine.
Five seems fine.
You're not negotiating it. Just $5 flat.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Tim.
We'll find out what he's mad about right after we talk to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, what do you think? Should Jennifer get $5?
I think she got some pretty tough questions and handled them well. So I think she should. I think she should.
Okay. It sounds like he's trying to be fair. All right. And Dave, What do you? First of all, why are you so mad at Tim? Then secondly,
I was mad at Tim because he gave the moon lady $5.
The moon lady?
Clearly, she's transmitting from another planet. Her feed is like NASA. It was like watching a moon landing.
Okay, now I get it. Now
you
I
get it now?
I'm so sorry.
Because none of it's going to match up on the video.
I'm so sorry I asked. Okay, hey, Dave, moon lady. What do you think?
You know what? I'm going to give you $5 anyway because I like you. Okay? And it's not a glick.
All right.
I feel loved. Thank you.
You should. We love you. Loved. You should.
Just so you know, Jennifer,
I feel validated and loved.
Dave used to sound always horrible on this show. I ended up having to buy him a microphone to get him to and get him to get a different computer.
I got a new computer, guys.
Don't
I can't show it to you because it's
like he's not the one to talk to you about your technical transmission.
Don't listen to him about technical stuff because I am a tech person.
The minute I get off this,
a tech person,
Jennifer, you're never getting off the show. This is for life. You're staying forever. You're gonna have to talk to us.
I am going right to the B&H site. I am getting the fanciest microphone I could possibly find. I'm getting a ring light. I'm making everything better because of you.
I do want to hear from Rachel, our producer. Rachel, what do you think? Should Jennifer get $5?
You know what? I really, really liked that joke, and I'm a huge fan of the moon. I've always wanted to go.
That's where Jennifer is right now.
I need a ring. Okay.
Yeah, people are on you for your internet connection today, Jennifer. I don't know.
You know.
So yeah, give her $5.
I accept.
Yeah. She is to the moon.
Here's to the moon. Do they take American money on the moon?
Now it's time to ask you, Jennifer, whether or not you get $5. But I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to interrupt and say, yes, you get $5. Buy yourself some internet. Okay, so thank you so much for coming on the show.
I got fucking satellite out here. I get nothing. I don't. I'm doing the best I can, Victor.
I'm so happy you're on the show. Thank you.
No, moon life ain't easy. You're doing a great job.
All right,
I'm gonna see you on that moon soon, and we're gonna hop around with 30% less gravity.
And it's now just time to wrap things up. Dave, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that there's less gravity on the moon, Victor. Like, we can jump around a lot more. We can like frolic about, be best friends. You know, even if our internet connection isn't that good, we're still going to be top friends on MySpace.
Great. And you can find us at 6Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.